Now, more of The Drive with Steve Jackson on FM News Talk Radio, KSRO.
Well, he's a busy guy always, maybe even more so now, but he's a great friend and Drive Hall of Famer. He is Lanny J. Davis back with us. Lanny, how are you?
Oh, it's been very dull. The Nats are not doing too well, and I'm, you know, watching soap operas and reading People magazine.
Yeah, there you go. Wow.
This is the high point of my day, is talking to Steve Jackson.
Bless you, my friend.
The Giants, and it's just been very dull around here.
Well, you know, we basically broke that story last week.
You did.
Yes. And
my no comment. Do you realize it's the first time I've no commented? I teach everyone, never say no comment, except when Steve Jackson asks me a question and I can't answer it, I say no comment.
Yeah, that was a shocker. At one point you said, that's a lot of dead air, Steve, for a big shot radio guy. And I was stunned.
The timing was exquisite, because I can talk about it now. We are, of course, talking about my representing Donald Cohn. And no, it hasn't been Donald Cohn.
Donald Cohn.
There's a Freudian. We weren't able to talk about it because I was right on the verge of making the announcement. So that's my apologies for the. But I can explain a little bit about why I did what I did and what Michael Cohn is trying to accomplish.
Yeah, you had a great tweet on Sunday that I saw. I read on the air yesterday. So give us as much as you can on either how this came down or what's happening at this point.
Can I talk about my tweet and the pool bet in my office?
Yeah, yeah. Mike told me about the pool bet. You got to tell us about that.
I mean, Rudy Giuliani going on Sunday doing the Half Ginsburg, which is not all the Sunday talk shows, but half of them, talking about it's okay if Michael Cohn tells the truth. We have no problems with that. It was just impossible to resist the irony of Rudy Giuliani and Donald Trump using the word truth. It was just too much. And I asked Mr. Cohn's permission if I could put out a tongue-in-cheek tweet in which I remarked on, can I use the adjective oxymoronic quality of Rudy Giuliani and Donald Trump advising Michael Cohn to be truthful?
Right.
It was just too much for anybody who has any sense of humor and sense of irony, much less hypocrisy.
Yeah.
So I did a tongue-in-cheek tweet, and then we had a pool bet. Everybody in the office said, no, Rudy Giuliani will ignore you. The White House will ignore you. They'll see that they're walking into a trap if they give you any traction about your sarcastic, seriously, question mark. Rudy Giuliani advising on telling the truth, seriously. And sure enough, I was the only one in the pool to bet that Giuliani, in his relatively mentally unhinged state that we've seen him exhibit since the Republican convention for sure, could not resist. And so I won the pool bet, and we were high-fiving. So I would like to say on your program for the first time, Steve, I will never use these words again probably, thank you, Rudy Giuliani.
So you were the only one who said that he was going to bring up your name and Monica Lewinsky? Is that what it was?
And the reason that everybody bet against that is that it is so stupid and so illogical and so silly that even Rudy Giuliani, in his present mental state, which is questionable, would not be so foolish as to give my tongue-in-cheek tweet traction. Well, thank you, Mr. Giuliani.
Yeah.
It's a high compliment that you attacked me.
Wow. I didn't see it yesterday. What was his approach? What did he say?
Yeah, he actually said, oh, Lanny Davis lied about Monica Lewinsky and President Clinton. Actually, I never lied about that at all. And President Clinton apologized to the American people for his being untruthful. And he apologized to especially his wife and family and to Monica Lewinsky and her family. But put that aside, Rudy Giuliani can't even resist another lie while taking the bait. And he can't resist taking the bait because he's lost all mental discipline as witness whenever he's on television.
I've been saying that for months. It's starting to be frightening.
Seriously, it's not a joke.
No.
If you look at the man, it's impossible to mean, I was a great admirer of his. I lived in Jersey City. He was New York City mayor, and he was very popular in 9/11. He was heroic. He's just, there's a card or two in the deck that obviously, I don't need to say this, it's not a partisan comment. It's simply a fact of observation.
Yeah.
There's something missing there.
I agree. And it's kind of frightening. And you'd think they wouldn't let him go on so much, so many shows on television, you know, because...
Why do you think I was high-fiving when he attacked me? Like, you know, I won my bet. So let's talk about the serious issue of my new client who hit the reset button and decided, as he said to Mr. Stephanopoulos, I'm not going to be a silent punching bag as part of somebody's legal defense strategy or political defense strategy. I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm hitting the reset button. Truth is, Michael Cohen's friend, he acknowledges that his past decisions he made in good faith, but hindsight is 20/20. That certainly implies a recognition that he always hasn't been a saint in the past. And he's hitting what he has allowed me to say, everything I'm saying to you, he's allowed me to say. He's hitting the reset button. But he's depending entirely on his incredibly impressive and highly respected defense counsel, Guy Petrillo, to have discussions with the Southern District of New York office. And that's why we're not going to make any comments on anything that even might be under investigation and let Mr. Petrillo do his job with the professionals at the Southern District of New York Prosecutor's Office. But Mr. Cohen did volunteer to Mr. Stephanopoulos, and this is very significant. I respect the FBI as an institution. That's completely contrary to the inhabitant of the White House. He also said that when they did their search and seizure of my home and my hotel room and my offices, they were polite, and I thanked them and shook their hands. And he also said, I respect the prosecution process, and I won't say anything that interferes with the prosecutors in doing their jobs.
Sure.
So that is a very respectful Michael Cohen about the process, but he also directly contradicted Donald Trump on the issue of Russian meddling. He said he agrees and respects the intelligence community's unanimous assessment that the Russians interfered in the 2016 election, and that anyone that puts any credence to Vladimir Putin denying there was such meddling cannot sustain that denial. And we all know that President Trump is the probably only person in America who seriously says that if Vladimir Putin says there was no meddling, then we should believe Vladimir Putin over the unanimous consensus of the U.S. intelligence.
When you referred to the ABC Stephanopoulos interview, he said, Cohen did, his first loyalty was to his family and the country, and his comments were perceived widely as an indication he was prepared to flip, as they say, provide prosecutors with information about Trump. I know you probably can't talk about that.
I can't, and it's pretty logical to say we're not going to discuss a decision when we don't even know what the charges are.
Right.
I mean, there have literally been no communication to Mr. Cohen or his representatives of any subject matter of an investigation, much less whether he's the subject of or the target of an investigation, which are slightly different. Yes, he received a very extensive search warrant, and you can infer a lot of things from a search warrant, but he's never been informed of any wrongdoing. So therefore, the word flip isn't applicable or irrelevant. And whether he does what someone would say is a flip or a backflip or whatever, what he has said is he will tell the truth and nothing but the truth, which is why I said half tongue-in-cheek. The other half of my tweet was serious. Mr. Trump and his attorney, Mr. Giuliani, do not have, let us say, a lot of credibility, and they've shown a willingness to lie. The most recent example, of course, is Donald Trump saying, no, I had nothing to do with the payment to Ms. Daniels.
Yeah.
And then Rudy Giuliani said, well, of course he had something to do with it. Now, one of those two are lying, or maybe both are lying. But in any case, Mr. Cohen has said, I'm going to tell the truth. And he's always told the truth, by the way. He testified for 15 hours before the Senate and House Intelligence Committees. He gave them over a million documents. He answered every question, unlike Mr. Lewandowski, who was disrespectful and refused to answer a lot of questions. Michael Cohen was cooperative and was praised by Democrats who heard him as being very forthcoming.
Well, now that he's gone on the record, he's been on ABC, any way we can get you and he on this show at some point?
Well, I don't know whether that's possible because I believe that Michael Cohen is a Mets fan.
I knew we were going to get back to baseball at some point.
This is not going to happen. No, I feel badly for the Mets. As a New Yorker who used to, New Jersey City, people always say they're New Yorkers, by the way, even though we didn't live in New York. I rooted for the Mets in the Miracle Mets year of 1969 and then 1986 in the Tom Seaver year. So I do have some sympathy for the Mets as long as they're not playing the Nationals.
Well, the Nationals are still not doing too well, right?
Did you say the Nationals? I thought that their season was terminated and they're coming back next year. So I,
oh, come on.
Am I allowed to, say no, am I allowed to have
two no comments?
Of silence?
Yeah.
When you asked me about the Nationals. Bryce had a home run last night, even though our starting pitcher, who used to be pitching at single A, gave up six runs to the Pittsburgh Pirates in two innings, and then I turned the set off because I'm no fair weather friend, but I was feeling ill.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm rooting for him too. Them and the Giants, of course.
Go Bryce. He had a home run last night. He's going to the All-Star game with a batting average of .220, and that's it. Thing to do.
Lanny J. Davis, folks, thank you so much for all you do for us and the country, and we'll just continue to talk to you as much as we can, hopefully next week, and of course we'll see you in October. Have a great one, Lanny. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Steve.
All right,
thank
take you. Care. Wow. I knew, I told a colleague earlier that Lanny was coming back on, and I would say something like, so tell us what's happening with Michael Cohen, and he would say, well, the Nationals suck, Steve, and the Mets, I feel sorry for. Okay, we get it, you can't talk about it, so we just segue to baseball.